In the gospel today, you know, we have to be somewhat fascinated by the response of the disciples. Jesus had appeared to the holy women. He had appeared to St. Peter. He had appeared to these two disciples along the way. The present topic of their conversation is the rising of our Lord from the dead and how they didn't recognize him at first and that he made himself known to them. And then he appears to them all and they think that they're seeing a ghost. They panic and are terrified, even though the very topic of their conversation is the resurrection of our Lord from the dead. You know, we can see that even though they had evidence of his resurrection, there was no understanding of what it meant, just that it had happened. But as we hear in today's gospel, our Lord opened their minds, you know, to be able to understand the scriptures and how everything written about him had to be fulfilled, that he had to suffer, that he had to be put to death, that he was to rise on the third day, and then from Jerusalem, faith in him would be preached throughout the world. Unfortunately, many people today are too afraid of the truth, you know, to want to face it and admit it. So they run away from it, are terrified of it, and consequently, by never facing it, they remain in their blindness, in their brokenness and their paralysis or illness, you know, whatever it may be. They don't want to face Jesus. What our Lord is looking for is faith. The faith that says, I believe, you know, in him, in who he is and what he teaches. I believe that he can heal me, that he will forgive my sins. And then we're to put that faith into practice by living it. You know, far too often we're embarrassed to bring our faith out into the world. We've fallen into the trap that the two things you don't talk about are politics and religion. But these days it's only religion because politics is talked about all the time. Yet the reality that's most important and the only one we're going to talk about for all eternity is Jesus Christ. So why are we afraid or embarrassed to talk about him now? You know, is it by faith in the name and the person of Jesus that this crippled man in today's first reading was healed. And if it wasn't for St. Peter's courage to speak the name of Jesus, that man would have continue to lie at the gate of the temple and beg every day because, he wouldn't have been healed. How many people don't have their sins forgiven and are not healed spiritually because we don't have the courage to bring the name and person of Jesus out into the world? We have to be the first ones to acknowledge our faith in the person of Jesus Christ and to bring him out into the world by the way that we live and by the way that we speak so that others, will be edified. Not through any power or piety of our own, but only through the power of the holy name of Jesus Christ will they ever repent and be healed.